haunted places and people. It seems a lot of people are interested in the paranormal. Some may not admit it, but some do. There is a lot of reporting on the subject, and that is why I cover events so often. Some people link the paranormal, religion and aliens as somehow being related. As far as aliens go, we who believe we are being visited mostly feel this has absolutely nothing to do with the paranormal, except for the fact some event which could be alien might be misidentified as paranormal. That is why many of us do not like it when paranormal conferences take place which identify UFO as part of the paranormal. One guy told of a story about when he was a child. He was outside a building where a tour was going on. Supposedly the building had the ghost of a boy in it at times. While his parents went on the tour, he stayed outside and saw a boy playing with a ball. When the tour was over, his parents came out and asked him what he did, and he said messed around and saw a boy playing ball. The tour guide asked them to come into the building and look at the pictures on the wall. She asked if he saw the boy's picture, and he said yes. This was a picture of the boy who haunts the building. I think we all know who Prince Charles is. He said when he was young and at Sandringham House, he came across a ghost. It scared him and his footman so badly they both ran for cover because they were being chased by the ghost. The home carries many tales of objects moving on their own and several ghosts occupying the premises. George V and George VI both died there. This is not the first time British royalty have reported seeing ghosts. When Princess Margaret was in Windsor Castle, she claimed to see the ghost of Queen Elizabeth I. Vanessa Hudgens says she can talk to ghosts. I guess the question is, does she get an answer? She believes she has a supernatural gift. She said when she was young, she had seen a toy walk on its own. She said ghosts can talk through what is known as a spirit box. It seems there are paranormal investigators everywhere lately. The Travel Channel is full of them, as is the internet. To tell the truth, I am usually more interested in unexpected appearance stories about ghosts than investigations. I have seen so many phony ones. They are not very hard to spot on television. You might be shown a door opening supposedly on its own, but you don't see the entire door because there is a string or someone low down opening it. I carefully examined a black mass moving towards so-called ghost investigators who were running away, only to find after the frame was enlarged it was a person wearing a watch under some sort of black cover. Traditionally, anything to do with the paranormal has been fraught with hoaxes and criminals trying to take advantage of people. This goes back thousands of years. There are some places in every country that have a reputation for being very scary places. One of these places is in Massachusetts and is the Houghton Mansion. It has quite a reputation, being known as one of the scariest places in New England. People even claim they can pinpoint when the mansion became haunted. They say it happened after Charles Houghton died in a car crash and his driver committed suicide. From that time on, people have been hearing footsteps where there was no one there. They also hear strange sounds, voices, and see the lights flicker from time to time. This mansion was even featured on the Travel Channel and Ghost Adventures. In a survey taken in Britain, 7.5 million Brits say they feel a deceased loved one is guiding them through life. Another poll showed 42% believe it is possible for deceased people to contact the living. As we know, Britain has a long history of haunted places which are being spoken about all the time. Could this have influenced the polls? There have been reports by medical professionals who were taking care of dying patients who witnessed some strange things. Some say just before the person died, they started talking to a deceased relative and seemed happy to go. There are others who have had horrible experiences just before dying. One man who was in a terrible truck accident and got crushed, started screaming because he said he could see the devil and he was going to drag him away. Some of the dying patients see ghosts and converse with them, and sometimes the ghosts are children and the old people actually act like they are playing with them. Sometimes, during a tragedy such as a fire, strange faces appear in the smoke. There are some famous photos of this when the World Trade Center towers came down. Please go to the written article to get the address. If you copy and paste this address into your web browser, you can see it. When the DeSoto Hotel went up in flames, one of the photos showed an incredible demon face. Some say a few others did too, but the one I am talking about showed a demon with horns and red smoke. You can get the address from the written article. You have to go part way down the page to see the demon face. Some people are saying there is some confusion when people talk about shadow people. They have usually been thought of as belonging to the paranormal, but recently some people have said they have seen shadow people just before aliens such as Greys came into their bedroom to abduct them. Does this indicate there is a connection between shadow people, and are they also aliens? There is so many mysterious things going on when we dig down and investigate this stuff. I saw a way out idea the other day and it concerned aliens. One person said he believed the gray aliens were what we become when we die. I have no idea where that thought came from, but it is the first time I have heard something like that. How would you like to explore what is called the most haunted place on Earth? It is the wreck of the Yorktown Memorial Hospital in Texas. It was shut down 42 years ago. The report on the place is some people who have explored the ruin have complained about red glowing eyes following them and talking dolls. It just amazes me how many building complexes have just been abandoned in this country alone. It also amazes me how many structures are called the most haunted places on Earth.